It is time to bring in Brian Ross. It is time for Real News. Brian joins us every Thursday right around this time. It's been a very busy year so far. Good morning, Brian.
It has indeed. And, you know, I think one thing we note is with Mr. Trump off the stage, reporters are turning their attention to two very prominent Democrats, the governors of New York and California, and they have serious issues with plans for a recall vote in California and talk of impeachment of Governor Cuomo in New York.
Yeah, they're both interesting situations. The mishandling, of course, of COVID-19 in California, and the mishandling of information and the withholding of information with nursing home patients with COVID-19 in New York State. It's they're both serious problems. I happen to think Cuomo will survive. I'm not so sure about the governor of California.
They're actually planning a vote there, but what strikes me is just a reminder that you know, the enemy of the people, supposedly, the news media, really are bipartisan in going after public officials if they choose to.
Well, that's so true. And, you know, yesterday there were two examples over the past couple of days of news coverage that were short but to the point and long and really foolish. One short to the point, when McCarthy was the Senate House leader, was wrapping up his press conference, a simple question from a reporter shouted out at the end asking about whether Trump, you know, it's speaking at CPAC and everything like that. That single question showed the division in the Republican Party, where McCarthy said no problem at all, and of course the third-ranking House Republican said, yeah, there's a problem.
Yeah, Ms. Cheney is strong in her views, and she has not backed down. She's putting her career on the line, really, politically. Republicans who are opposing Trump are doing that. But I guess that's like a reminder of just how abysmal the Trump administration was, which actually gave cover to other, you know, bad actors in politics. People got away with a lot because everyone was focused on Trump because it was so far over the line. So part of the return to normal is a returning to a look at all public officials, which is appropriate.
And, you know, it, just a very simple question shouted out, almost like Sam Donaldson used to do to President Reagan as he was leaving. And Sam, of course, had this booming voice that could cut through anything. And it's what reporting should be. And the other thing that disappointed me, and I don't know if it disappointed you, I was switching back and forth the other day because I don't watch much normal TV, but I heard that Tiger Woods got an accident. So I wanted to just get a little... The networks, every one of them, had 4 hours of live coverage, and it was filled with nothing but speculation. Instead of just doing the story once an hour or even twice an hour and then loading it in with news, they just covered it wall to wall, and there was no real information that was coming from the police until late in the afternoon.
I know, and that is always the challenge, especially for the cable news outlets, because they know this. If they go away from that story, the viewers go away from them. And so even if they're talking about nothing, they do that because they're trying to keep the viewership there, because that, of course, was a story of great interest. This athletic superstar with injuries that, you know, later we learn almost, he almost lost his leg there, was of huge interest. But that is always the challenge, to talk about nothing.
It really is amazing. They're very good at it because they all did it. And I'm not criticizing any individual.
No, just, you know, that's how that business works. Yeah. I recall in a class I took in college in broadcast journalism, a professor who said, he gave everybody a nickel and said, you've got to take 3 minutes now and describe that nickel. Talk about that nickel. How to figure out how to talk about, you know, a very small thing for a long time. And that is a skill that is valued at the cable networks, because they want to stay on the air and cover that, and they don't want to go away from it, because they know that if they do, the viewers will trail off.
Now, you know, also what happened yesterday with the stock market, the big gains and this and that, and the story that was not covered by anybody that I could see, except now I think CNBC covered it beginning today, but the Daily Mail covered it yesterday, and that's what happened with the Federal Reserve payment system. It crashed yesterday.
Yes, it did.
$3 trillion in transactions, paychecks, tax refunds, bill, all frozen.
Well, this again raises the question that I've been talking about a lot this week, is our sort of very vulnerable infrastructure. You know, and we've talked, there's the, you know, the website, when that goes down, we rely on it heavily. When hackers got into this one town's water system in Florida and tried to put in a poison amount of chemicals into the drinking water, and of course in Texas where they lost water and power for so long. And as we're learning now in Texas, they were literally, as according to the guy who runs it down there, seconds away from a complete collapse of the grid, which would have been a statewide blackout that could have lasted months, an indication of the, you know, what's wrong in so many places. We need to spend a lot of money on building up our infrastructure. We so depend on it. And also, as Ezra Klein was writing this morning in the New York Times, come to terms with the fact that climate change is real, and there are real effects on us, and it cannot be ignored any longer.
You know, when you talk about climate change, and this is what gets me so upset about our politicians, the Earth has its own climate cycle. That's a proven fact. It does what it does, and it does what it does when it wants to do. But the mitigating factor of what humans are doing to the Earth is another level of climate change that sooner or later will influence the Earth's natural cycles. And people fall back far too quickly and say, well, the Earth has its normal cycles. Yes, it does. You can look back through history and see it, the colder cycles, the warmer cycles. But it's also science, real science, that what we do on a day-by-day basis impacts us month by month, year by year, and eventually can affect the cycle of what the Earth does.
Absolutely. We have the ability to change it for better or worse, and there is an urgency now to reverse some trends in the next 20 years, and that sounds like a long time off, but the country owes it to its children and grandchildren, the next generations, to act decisively now. We've seen some of that from the Biden administration, certainly turning around Trump policies that weren't based on science, were based on junk science.
And how do you think the Biden administration is going to, I mean, we're going to release the FBI report and the investigation report from the CIA on what happened to the Khashoggi, how he was killed by Saudi Arabia. And this is going to be the sticky wicket with Joe Biden. We'll have probably a rough patch with China for a while. But then if both countries really want to keep going, we'll get over that rough patch.
I think that's right. With Saudi Arabia, a real challenge, I think President Biden, if he's true to his word, will be straightforward about that and will have a reckoning with Saudi Arabia over what they did there, which has not happened. And I think this country's effort to be much, much less reliant on oil is a way also to be much, much less reliant on a brutal, especially a dictatorship, a monarchy in Saudi Arabia.
And, of course, the Republican Party, the CPAC convention coming up, and Donald Trump is going to speak there. And, you know, right now there's a lot of people that are backing Donald Trump, but I'll tell you, he really can become a fly in the ointment over the next 2 years.
Well, for Republicans, Liz Cheney, as we were talking earlier, says he has no place, no role in the party going into the future, and there are others who have said that, but at their great peril. And we've seen the people who are, the conservative political action committees, could be a coward's political action committee, CPAC, with the people who are backing Trump and afraid of him, that if he supports a candidate against them, they could be knocked out of power. So it'll be fascinating to see him. My prediction is he'll get a lot less coverage than is expected. It's not that interesting anymore.
Well, no, and you know what? I think I noticed a difference in my blood pressure on the course. No, really, on a daily basis, you're not bombarded with all these negative things. You can judge Joe Biden on his policies, not his tweets, and that's the way politics used to be. You judge somebody on their politics, not on tweets that attack people. And it's so nice to get back to that.
Well, as government gets a little more boring, it's a little better feeling about it, frankly. You know, when Trump came to office, we had to adjust to these 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Twitter feeds that were changing policy, you know, on the whim of a guy who was couldn't sleep or got up because he had to go to the bathroom and was sending off messages, changing U.S. policies, longstanding policies, wacko, bizarre things thrown in there. You couldn't ignore it because he's the President of the United States, but he is no longer that, so we are free to ignore him if we choose to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm younger than Donald Trump. I'm 68, but when I have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, I go to the bathroom, and then I go back to sleep. I don't have the wits to go out and try to do anything on a computer, especially on a phone.
Well, he did. You know, he's got plenty of energy, that is for sure, at his age. That's one of the things. And I guess, you know, you can start to look back at anything positive he did, perhaps Democrats saying he challenged China, which is a good thing. But he's left a terrible legacy, yeah. And he has his own personal issues now to face, lawsuits and possible criminal investigations all over the place. He isn't going to be in a world of hurt, I think.
All right. Next week, I want to talk to you about all the people that are being charged now by the Department of Justice in the attack on the Capitol. I want to get your opinion on that and how long and how that'll come up. But that's a case for next week, maybe.
All right. Very good, Marshall. Well, it's good to be here as always, as we see some signs of spring, I guess, huh?
Some signs of spring, some signs of vaccinations, and hey, hopefully we'll keep the positive train rolling.
I like that word, hope.
All right. We'll speak to you next week, Brian.
You bet, Marshall.
Brian Ross with the Real News here on Robinhood Radio. You can find it at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross. And, of course, Brian has his own website and his own investigative area that you can also check into as well.